Never miss your water. It's the final Martin Molloy for the week, people. Welcome to it. And who's in the chairs today? Well, it's myself, Tony Martin, and this bloke here, a man who had to quit his job with the Victorian Police because he was too embarrassed going into the chemists to ask for rubber bullets, Mick Molloy.
Oh, you never get over it either. You know, you think, oh, the first time must be worse. Nah. Never gets easier, Tone.
Thanks for running with the ball, Mickey.
Yeah. I go quickly, don't I? I never know what's coming, but I'm there for you, Tone.
Now, normally we open the show with a bit of meat. Mm. With something chunky. Like yesterday it was just all politics, wasn't it?
The first half hour of the show, we had Keating, we had Howard, we had Royal Commissions, we had it covered.
Yeah. So I think today we've got to redress the balance and just open with something trivial. And it doesn't get much more trivial than Tony Martin's Rock Connection. Oh, yes. Thank you, Gracie, on the axe there. Now, tell me, Mick, who are the support acts for Bon Jovi when they tour in November? It's Jimmy Barnes, I think,
Jimmy
is in
Barnes,
there.
Jimmy Barnes, your Teen Queens.
Is that right? Reforming.
Yeah, they're reforming.
Good on them.
Well, that's about it.
Yeah, because I hope, it's not going to happen, but it's a wish of mine. When they perform in California next week, they're going to be supported by Keanu Reeves, believe it or not. And his band, which I think are called Dogstar.
Dogstar.
I think they're originally Keanu and the gang, and I think for a while Keanu Rama. But apparently Keanu's a mate of John Bon Jovi's, and neither Bon Jovi or their record company seem overly bothered by Dogstar's renowned lack of musical skills, and in particular Keanu's inability to play guitar and sing at the same time. Now, he's also hopeless at that, you know, rubbing your head and patting your stomach thing. Can't do that. But listen, Keanu, no good on the guitar. I won't hear of it. Remember when he called us up on Radio Gladiators? Listen to this. Remember that? That's the...
Thank you. Good night.
The theme from The Deer Hunter. No, perfect. So I won't hear of it. But speaking of great bands, do you remember Dr. Hook?
Oh,
remember?
Hang on. Jeez, do I? Wasn't it some old bloke
with a hat and a patch? I think so. You Make My Pants Want to Get Up and Dance was one of their great hits.
Ah, it's all coming back to me now.
I think that's one of the songs the Pope covers on his new CD. But listen to this: lead singer Ray Sawyer has revealed he's been nearly stone deaf for 25 years without knowing it. His wife finally got fed up with having to shout at him, "Stop playing Sylvia's mother!" But she sent him to the doctors and he's been fitted with a hearing aid. And imagine when he heard what he'd been doing for the last 25 years. You mean I did that? Baby makes her blue jeans talk. Oh, my God, no! But finally, listen to this from the Rock Connection. Have you had a chance, Mick, to
wrap... It's not ending already, is it?
Oh, no.
I'm really enjoying today's Rock Connection.
I don't think we're just going to keep it going right up till 7 o'clock. That's my wish. But have you had a chance to wrap your ears around Michael Bolton's new single?
No.
Can I Touch You There? Or to give it its correct title, Can I Touch You There? Because there's like three little dots between you and there. In fact, three little dots is about the amount of time it took me to hit the off button once I'd whacked it in the stereo. But says Bolters, it's a very sensual song. It's got a very primal feel to it, which is why we shot the video in the jungle. Now, isn't there an international ban on shooting Michael Bolton videos in the jungle?
I'd hope so.
Isn't it rare Bengal tigers, pandas and Michael Bolton videos? I think it is. But anyway, Bolton says the song is about, quote, touching you deep within. But then so is Rectinol, so, you know, that's no great recommendation. But here's something about Michael Bolton I didn't know. He's actually the chairman of America's National Committee for the Prevention of Child Abuse, which is fair enough. That's admirable work. Good on him. Yeah, and anything that keeps him out of the recording studio has to be applauded.
Exactly.
But if you're talking child abuse, listen to this. That's as good a cue as any to close the lid on this week's Rock Connection.
Ooh, the nerve of that wascal.
Martin Molloy. A dog of a show, Martin Molloy.
we're getting somewhere. Crowded house with our very own shed boy, Paul Hester, on the sticks there. We haven't had a shed update from Paul for a while. We must get in contact next week.
It's time.
But in the meantime, Mickey, I notice all afternoon, I haven't seen hide nor hair of you. You've had the head down, working on, I'm guessing, something big.
Well, you know when I get the sniff for a story time, I won't lay down. I've had the encyclopedias out. I've been on the phone. I've been overseas. I've been ringing. Because a story.
Well, give us the fruits of your labour.
Okay, well, here it comes. I heard a rumour, and I've confirmed it. Cheap red wine will power environmentally friendly buses in Sweden because of an ethanol shortage.
Is that right? How have you kept the lid on this story?
Well, it's taken a while. I wanted to check my facts before I broke the news, sure. But I'm confident now I can.
Give us the ramifications, though.
Well, they plan to import 5,000 tonnes of red wine for their transportation needs, which coincidentally is the exact same amount of wine needed to power Russian President Boris Yeltsin. Now, Tone, I know a few petrol heads, and I don't know what they're going to make of all this. They don't strike me as the kind of guys who'd stand round going, "Hey, so what have you got in the tank?" "Well, actually, I've got a lovely Cab Sav 89. Excellent year." "Oh, really?" "Yes, I prefer the Merlot. Lighter, fruitier, nice bouquet, and gets about 5Ks to the bottle. Very big in Europe. Can't see it somehow." What's going to happen at petrol stations? They're going to have to rip out the bowsers and put in a couple of giant casks. During petrol strikes, you'll just see a couple of attendants jumping up and down on an empty wine bladder, going like there's no tomorrow. And what if you want someone to fill it for you? It won't be some greasy bloke in overalls. It'll be some pompous git in a tux. He'll come to your window, show you the bottle, you give him the nod, he goes round the back, pours in a little bit, you start the engine, you give him a nod, and he fills up the tank. Well, he doesn't fill it, because etiquette demands the tank should never be more than 3/4 full. Look, I know, I'm not against it. I think there could be many benefits. Should take the legwork out of drink driving, for one thing. But, well, here's my only bit of advice for wine buffs. Treat very cautiously your next invitation to a wine tasting, because, well, it could just turn out to be a couple of blokes with a bit of a hose bunged into the arse end of an EH sucking like the clappers.
Pierce the FM! Nations, all were in upheaval. Humanity itself turned to violence as megacities drowned in a sea of crime. A crumbling legal system was merged with an overburdened police force and a group of ex-sportsmen suffering from premature baldness. These new guardians of the law are enforcer, jury, and executioner rolled into one. They are the judges. One judge stands ready to fight for the law. He is Judge Greg.
Yeah, yeah.
With technology in the control of a small group of deranged scientists down at the laboratories of the Advanced Here Studios, society lives in fear of their tyrannical creations, which threaten to drown the world in a sea of shonky hairpieces.
Gentlemen, as you know, we have been working round the clock on a hairpiece so vile and so crude that the world would be forced to look away in horror. Our endeavors have not been fruitless. I present for you now the Hedgehog 2000.
You've gone too far!
Silence! Is there a man amongst you brave enough and deluded enough to put this on your head and be seen in public? Well, is there such a man?
Yeah, yeah.
Strand for strand, this is the action blockbuster of the year. He can swim, run, ride a jet ski, bounce a soccer ball off his head. And when it comes to law enforcement, he has a secret weapon.
Okay, no one move or you're all dead.
Who's gonna help you now?
Judge Greg!
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Judge Greg, I guess this isn't your lucky day. Shoot him in the head. What the... The bullets are bouncing off his noggin.
That must be the Hedgehog 2000. Am I right?
Yeah, yeah.
One man is the sole possessor of the cursed scalp. And that man is Judge Greg. Coming soon to a theater near you.
Quick, smack that guy on the head with a baseball bat.
Righto.
Judge Greg?
Yeah, yeah.
And don't forget, Radio Gladiators is on the way. In the next hour, we're going to be talking with comedian Andrew Goodwin.
Yep.
But time now to award this week's Fumio. The behaviour during the week provided us with the most amount of material for the show. The Fumio is now brought to you by new Martin Malloy Dramatically Different Moisturising Lotion. It's a moisturiser, it's a cleanser, and it gets right under the rim of the bowl to attack that hard-to-reach grime and dirt. Now, this week's nominees are John Howard, who we want to see in the full Frankenfurter outfit riding his billboard of debt next year's Mardi Gras parade. Paul Keating, the proud owner of the only bald spot that's growing at a faster rate than the hole in the ozone layer. Michael Hutchins, who this week, just out of habit, punched out a bloke taking his new driver's license photograph.
Carmen Lawrence, who can't take a trip down memory lane without stopping to ask for directions.
But the winner is
wheelchair-bound physicist Stephen Hawking. Yes, who was arrested for drink driving coming down the aisle of his own wedding ceremony and charged after a feeble attempt to walk the line.
Oh, dear, and we're talking to Professor Hawking now, who's, of course, communicating via his computer-synthesized voice box. Steve, are you there?
G'day, Tony. Thanks a lot. It's a great honour. And, well, what can I say? 6 months in my house, 6 months in yours.
Sorry, Steve, I haven't had the ramps put in my place yet. Tell me, how was the honeymoon?
Well, let's just say I was testing out that Big Bang Theory, Tone. I was an animal. Come to Papa.
Right, and what are your plans now?
Well, Tone, I've just started a new job. In fact, I've got to go. Here comes a customer. May I take your order, please?
Two Big Macs, hot apple pie, junior burger.
Okay, thanks, Steve. By the way, can you save a cheeseburger for me?
Do you want fries with that?
This is Martin Malloy, brought to you by Telstra Mobile Net Digital.
From Athelstan. Showing at your Wallace Cinema.
Hi, this is Phil O'Neill. Call now 11600 and vote for your favourite song. And while you're there, we'll give you the code word on the new SAFM Hot 30 Countdown.
Surprise, it's us, it's Martin Malloy, and yes, it's time for...
Radio Gladiators, your chance to represent your state and win fame, glory and fabulous prizes. Here's today's challenge.
Today, it's one we've done before and it went quite well, so we're going to give it a second run. We want you to search your house from top to bottom and find the daggiest record you've got. Mm-hmm. Then you have to call us up and play us a bit of it down the phone just to verify that it's in your possession now. To give you an example, I was going through Mick Malloy's locker here at the station today and listen to what I found. Listen to this. With that, Mickey?
Oh, Tone, it's just, certain records mean something to a certain part of your life. And, well, every time you hear that song, you don't want to know.
That's Boom, Boom, Boom. Let's go back to my room. Paul Lekarkis, I think, was the artist. What happened to...
Well, what happens is, for with me, like, when I go out, you know, I like to, like, you know, kill people and bury them under my floorboards.
Yeah,
I like to do it to that song.
We've read about that in the TV Week, and I thought you were trying to put that behind you.
All right.
But Paul Lekarkis, he hasn't really kicked on. What happened to him? Do you know any idea?
No.
Lekarked it. possibly. But I reckon we can go way daggier than that.
Oh, yeah.
And
come on, people. Have a look.
We want you to look through. If you've got one of those KTEL record selector, or maybe your dad's got one of those downstairs in the basement.
Is that the paddy stacker?
No, I think they could have been combined at one point. But if you've got something like that, search through and just the daggiest records you've got. I think the winner last time was James Last. So I don't know if we want to hear any more James Last.
And have it ready and on the turntable or whatever when you call. Don't when we say, okay, because we want to hear it. Now go, oh, hang on, I've just got to go and borrow it off my brother. Yeah. We need to hear it now.
You get it right, people, or otherwise Mick will have to put Paul Lukakis on and come and pay you a visit. And cue it up at the good bit, too, because we don't want to sit through, absolutely, you know, like 5 minutes of Dr. Hook to get to Baby Makes Her Blue Jeans talk. And, of course, the prize, as we know, is, well, it's a Sony lightweight Discman, and it's brought to you by 4 and 20 Pies. And, Mick, have you heard about, Victorian property developer Bruno Grollo's ambitious plans to build the world's tallest 4 and 20 beef pie? Have you heard about this?
It's going to be great. And you know what he wants to do in Sydney? You know the revolving restaurant?
Yeah.
It's going to be done as a big pie. And it's just going to spin. Big 4 and 20 pie. It's just going to spin non-stop.
And apparently it's going to have an outrageous moustache, a giant one, just stuck to the front of it.
Absolutely.
Oh, I think that's a marvellous tribute to, well, the world's greatest pie as far as we're concerned. The 4 and 20. Now, if you'd like to get your hands on the Sony lightweight Discman, call us with the daggiest record in your house now on 1-800-657-657. SAFM.
A light hits the gloom. A
thank you, Seal. Kiss with a rose, or kiss from a rose, or perhaps kiss of a rose, or perhaps kiss behind a rose. I'm not really sure. But
it's a rose, and you can do whatever you want with it.
Exactly. We're manning the phones like there's no tomorrow here on Radio Gladiators at the Martin Molloy desk today. We're trying to find the daggiest record in your house. Who have you got for us first, Mickey?
Sharon's on the line. G'day, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. And you've rifled through your record collection. You've come up with something pretty daggy. What have you got?
I've got Red Gum. I've been to Bali too.
Ooh, okay. Could you give it a burl?
Sure can. I've been to Bali too.
Hey, Sharon.
Yeah.
Play it on the faster speed again. Can you do that?
Yep.
Okay.
That's more like it.
Now we're talking turkey.
Ah, yes, and that one's for all the vets listening today.
Yeah.
Now, have we got Richard with us? Richard, you there?
Yeah, I got Wizard of Oz and Pinocchio.
Really?
You got a Judy Garland fan, Richard?
Yeah, okay, I'll play it for you.
Sure.
Okay.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Pretty shocking, eh?
You were sitting at home listening to that when we announced the competition. You didn't even have to find that, did you? That was on the turntable, Rich.
Okay.
I'm clicking my heels. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Have we got Jody with us? Jody, you there?
Yeah.
What have you got?
I've got Hey Hey with the Monkeys. I think it's in Spanish.
Spanish? Is it the Monkeys themselves?
Sorry?
Is it actually the Monkeys or is
it? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Let's hear that.
Okay.
Oh, that's excellent, Jody.
Do you like that one?
Yeah, where'd you get that?
I actually own it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, it takes a brave person to admit that. Apparently, Christopher Skase just spends all day sitting in a room listening to that. Well, that's all he's got, just one monkey's disc. And that's how he whiles away the hours.
You can put that in a safe place, Jody.
Okay.
All right.
Now, have we got Robin there? Robin?
Yes, we have. I've got Andy Gibb.
Yeah, you're not Robin Gibb by any chance.
No, I'm not, actually.
Yeah. Voice not high enough. So,
no, that's
take
right.
It, Andy Gibb.
And Andy Gibb's playing Shadow Dancing.
Okay.
Okay.
You fire up Andy for us.
Okay.
Oh, what if someone's tuning in just now?
I wish I had flares on tone.
Yes, well,
let's get some vocal action.
Obviously, this was recorded posthumously. Oh, no, there he is. Okay, thanks for that, Robin. We've got time
for
one more. Mick, who's it going to be?
We got Lee on the line. G'day, Lee.
How you going, Mick?
Oh, not too bad. I think I could be a bit worse in a minute. What you got?
I've got Rupert Holmes, the Pina Colada song.
Oh,
he's a bit of a wordsmith, old Rupert.
Indeed.
Let's hear a bit of his
Okay,
work.
Here we go. Here's the chorus.
If you like me, if you have half a brain, that's fantastic.
That's that rare duet.
Well, I'm afraid that's pretty good, but the Monkees in Spanish was pretty impressive too. We're going to have to take a show of hands here, Mickey.
We're going to have to take a show of hands, and I tell you what, we're going to have to split it possibly for the first time in the history of the competition.
Two winners?
Can we do that? Have we got enough pies? We got enough.
We'll call the people at 4:20, and I think we've got two winners today here.
Yes! Our producer's looking at the board. Who are you going to put up for us, Gracie? We've got Jady there.
Yeah.
Jady.
And have we still got Lee there?
We can't put him up right now. We'll speak to you in a second, Lee.
At the same time? Oh, that's a pity, because I'd love to hear a bit of dueling, you know, Monkees Pina Colada action, but I'm afraid the people at Telstra haven't installed the program for that yet.
No, no.
So, Jody, you've got the Sony Discman.
Oh, yay.
And so have you, Lee, today on Radio Gladiators.
We got Lee there?
Have we got Lee on board, Lee?
Yeah, thanks very much, Mick. Thanks very much, Tom. That's one of Tommy G's favourites, that song there.
Oh, yeah, he just plays that all the time while he's trying to think of new ideas for Frontline. He just puts on a bit of Pina Colada. And that's really what's generating the creative energy on that program.
Thanks,
both of you, for playing Radio Gladiators, and we'll play it again on Monday, people. Stick around in the next hour. We'll be joined by Andrew Goodwin.
This is Martin.
Where I turn in my radio for a vacuum cleaner.
Brought to you by...
We have 15 degrees, and you're up to date.
And in this hour, we fire up the Martin Malloy Sinkerator. That won't be pleasant. But next up, we're on for a bit of a chat with comedian Andrew Goodwin. It's all courtesy of Telstra Mobile Net Digital.
Somebody stop me.
SAFM. Rock on.
That's your Screaming Jets with Helping Hand. It's the second hour of Martin Malloy. Time to rope in an accomplice on the show. And we've had a bit of scheduling guest showbiz kind of trouble. And as a result, we were without somebody for today's program. But an old mate of ours has very kindly just jumped in a cab and made his way down here at very short notice. Please make him welcome. You might have seen him on the ABC's controversial Something Hot Before Bed. It's Andrew Goodwin.
Thank you.
There he
is. Thank you so much.
There
Thank
he
you.
Is.
Thank hey. You.
Hey.
Thank you, Australia.
Hey. Just quickly,
yeah.
Mr. Goodwin,
yeah.
Last time you were on this program,
yeah.
I remember you were bagging your hairdresser. You were giving him major shtick. And from where I'm sitting, he's got you back a beauty.
I've got to
have
tell
a look
you
at that.
Hey, now, hang on. Now, I don't like explaining myself, but it looks like I'm going to have to. Listeners, until a couple of weeks ago, I had hair, curly hair down to my shoulders, and now I've had a number one on the sides, number three on the top. Now, let me tell you the story, okay?
Okay.
Well, I got up one morning, I thought, gee, you know, I wouldn't mind a bit of a haircut. So I went down to Steve Bedwell's hairdressers. And the name of that barbershop, it's actually the traditional men's barbershop. It's called Just For You Men. And I thought, well, hey, I'm a man, so I went in. And in the window, they've got a sign that says, shorter is no problem. And as I'm sitting there, I said to the guy who cut my hair, I said, is shorter really no problem? 5 seconds later, he looks at me fair and square in the eye and says, no, it isn't.
And you're ready to drive a bus that is going to blow up if it goes less than 50 k's an hour. Look at you.
I'll tell you what, I feel like Russell Crowe at the moment.
Was it one of those old blokey barber shops that you see that has, you know, like hardly anything in the window?
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe there's a couple of old cones.
Yep. That's what Just For You meant.
Maybe there's a cardboard pop-up sort of Lions mint box with nothing in it. And it's been in the sun so long it's faded, and all you can see is a really faded shot of a woman in a bikini, holding a packet of Alpine Lights or something like that.
And a 2-metre-high pile of Playboys that go back to 1968.
And that big sort of glass vat with blue stuff in it that they whack the combs in.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, they only use that blue stuff if you're in a little bit of a Greg Matthews situation.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, if you're saying yeah too much, they just scoop it out with the comb, stuff it in your mouth and say, shut up!
Is that how it works? Well, that's correct answered procedure. That question.
Mm.
Now, another thing you did last time you were here, Andy G, is you just went to town. You went to town on the internet, and I believe you haven't stopped there. I believe you're not very impressed by our wonderful new pay television here in Australia.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, I bagged the internet because it's baggable.
Mm.
And then I thought, I might get into this pay TV thing. So I thought, I'll check it out first.
Mm.
So I got a program guide for Galaxy, and I thought, hang on a sec, I've seen all this before. You know, and their ads, tonight's viewing, wow, it's so new, so different, Bewitched, followed by the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, but then you've got, I think, the other ones. They're offering a higher class, you know, they're offering, I think, BJ and the Bear. I think that's coming back.
You can't beat that, can you? But I don't particularly want to watch reruns of Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, they haven't just got Dukes of Hazzard though. They've got the spin-off, the short-lived Enos. Remember that about the deputy?
Only you would know that.
No, there was...
Only you.
It was a spin-off.
Is that the guy who went, those dukes?
No, I think that was Sheriff Roscoe P. Coltrane.
Pardon me.
But he had a sidekick called Enos. And Enos was popular in his day.
Yeah, I know.
He got it. No, listen to this. He got his own spin-off series.
No, really.
And the concept was he was going to the big city. He was leaving Hazzard County.
Uh-huh.
He was going to the big city.
Mm.
But it was so cheaply shot that the streets of the big city he was going to were just Hazzard County.
Were they?
It was the same post box, it was Boss Hogg's caravan, it was all the same gear.
So they're doing laps around the block, and they reckon they're somewhere else.
Look, I don't want to watch another episode of Gilligan's Island, and because you know how cynical I am. Like, I don't, every time I watch that show, I just go, as if they would bring that with them on a 3-hour cruise. You know, like that boat, no wonder it sunk.
But this is what the magic of pay television offers you. And tell you what, Andy G, we haven't finished with you yet. Can you stick around?
I can, mate.
Okay, we'll be back with more in just a moment on Martin Malloy. Now, Andrew Goodwin's sitting in on the show today. Andy G has, he's taken on the internet. Mm. He's taken on pay TV. And I understand, Andy, you're not too impressed by virtual reality.
No, I'm not.
Mm.
And, I'm absolutely not. Hang on, I'm just going to get my soapbox.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. that's a very impressive... That's like angry soapbox, that one.
That's better than angry's.
Okay, it's a bike.
It's got a patio out the back. That one. Look at that.
All right, you're installed. What do you make of it?
Well, I'll tell you what, I went into virtual reality.
Mm.
And I'm not impressed. I mean, what would make people go somewhere that's almost like the real world, but it's crap? Like, why?
You just get drunk.
Yeah, why not just get pissed? I mean, why not? Why not just build cardboard corridors, get really drunk, then just walk down them and get your mates to dress up in monster suits and you can kill them? I mean, why go to all... Why buy a computer? It's cheaper to do it the other way around. Play skirmish in corridors. It'd be far more, a lot easier.
And there's also...
That's my weekend sorted.
Cardboard corridors, a couple of slabs, and a bit of paintball action.
We're away.
Okay. I noticed, I was reading, we were talking about this a few weeks ago, Janet Jackson, who's always at the forefront of technology herself, she's got a virtual reality exercise bike. This is true. She's paid $10,000 for this thing. She sits on it, and she just, you know, has the hat on, and then it's as if she's driving, riding a bike down a street. And I'm thinking, you know, you could save yourself 10 grand by getting a bike and riding it down a street. I mean, am I off the wrong
tangent? And you know what they'd say? You know what Janet would probably say? You're mad, Tony Martin. You are mad. But, I mean...
You know, I'm a crazy young kid with a head full of ideas.
She's got a virtual brother.
She's got a virtual family. Oh, yes. I think after...
And he's even... And the thing is, he even wears a glove, one of those virtual reality gloves, and imagines himself flying around the world just being with kiddies all day long.
Well, virtual reality... After a few hours at the Neverland Ranch, any kind of reality will suit Janet, I'm imagining. Now, okay, I'm sick of all this techno talk, Andy.
I'll tell you, so am I.
What about a more traditional topic for your comic? Have you got any material? Have you got any ideas about shopping trolleys? There's something. What about shopping? Airline food?
I read, dating? Anyone dating? How about that airline food? No, I have discovered that I read this article about shopping trolleys, abandoned shopping trolleys, and I didn't know this. But there's apparently an abandoned shopping trolley code of practice.
Is that right?
It's the code I live my life by. I just thought it'd be safe to mention it now. But, I mean, that means there must be a committee that gets together and formulates the abandoned shopping trolley code of practice. And I just imagine that at these meetings, they plumb the depths of the universe, like finding a solution to the wonky wheel, all the research that goes into that.
That'd be a pretty high-powered board, too, I reckon. Who'd you have on? You'd have your Solomon Liu.
Eric Pierce.
He'd be chairman of that. Eric Pierce. John Elliott. He'd be in there somewhere.
Well, they're even coming out with some sort of, those road trauma ads that are on TV. They're coming out with some shopping trolley trauma ads.
Are they?
Yeah, like it's like being caught in the aisle with the wonky wheel. They smash into someone else. Tracy! I just broke your jar of jam. You know, it's all that sort of stuff because it's so important.
Why this aisle? Why this trolley? Yeah, that's...
Why this checkout chick?
The shopping trolley board, they're great meetings except everyone's just wedged over against one side of the boardroom. Have we got a drum roll there, Gracie? No. Okay, well, I think we've plumbed the really...
We've done it all. Anything else to unload, gooders?
Oh, I'll tell you
before
what,
we
no,
say
no,
that's
that's enough bile from my intestines.
Okay, you get down off the soapbox. Get it back to angry, and thanks for joining us today. Andrew, good one.
Thanks, guys. I'm out of here.
Oh, Martin Malloy.
Do not adjust your radio. Tickets on sale now from Venue Tix Outlets. The Eagles freeze in Adelaide on the new SAFM.
Thanks to our guests, Andrew Goodwin and Stephen Hawking, and all our radio gladiators. As always, a big end of week salute to our producer, Gracie.
Hiya, Gracie.
His new sidekick, Emma. All the button pushers around the network. The man who does the voices that nobody else can, Pete Smith.
Don't
and, of course,
the text.
The woman who does the voices we simply can't, Kath Garrett. We'll be back next week with, amongst others, Rachel Berger, Sue Ann Post, and on Monday, listen to this, we'll be spending a whole hour with Harry Shearer. You know him as well, Derek Smalls, the bass player from Spinal Tap, and also just about every voice on The Simpsons, including Mr. Burns and Ned Flanders.
Principal Skinner.
Ido. The bus driver and Dr. Hibbert. The whole second hour of the show on Monday. But until then, we'll leave you once again with the theme from The Deer Hunter, performed by Keanu Reeves.
Martin Malloy is a misguided production in association with Half-Baked Ideas and Ill-Conceived Concepts Proprietary Limited. Brought to you by Telstra Mobile Net Digital. Pete Smith speaking.
The Hot 30 Countdown, SAFM.